Every Christmas Eve, my brother would go to bed at 6:30. He would say goodnight right in the middle of Skeem Saam. And my mom and I, we'd be looking at him like, oh. And then? The only reason why he's doing it is because he wants Christmas to come sooner. He is 27, my guy. 27.
The combination meal. Inspired by seven colors, there's something for everyone. Nando's. Fire it up.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, pull your pants up. Let it out. Let it out.
Good morning. It's Friday. That nice.
Is that a tear rolling down your cheek?
Mom is so excited. Oh, right. She's laughing at my mental illness. That's what she's doing.
I would never
shame
laugh at mental illness.
Well, in my case, maybe. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Ah.
It's Friday. We're getting your morning off to a good start today. We got lots to talk about, lots of things going on. Ben is here. He said to us this morning he may be a bit late, but he turned out to be on time. He said, Miaz has had
a health episode.
A health episode. What is that?
Have you ever seen a cat cry?
No,
cry.
What?
She came in last night, well, this morning. She was out jawling like usual. She had a bit of breakfast. She walked upstairs, and then she sort of like got into a corner, into like the fetal position, kind of like how I was on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
And she physically, she looks like she's crying, and then she just sort of meowed a bit, and then she just vomited.
Oh, shit.
So while I was trying to find like the carpet spray, it obviously cleaned it up, and she just sort of like just meowed again and just looked at me with these sad eyes, and she's actually like physically crying. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Is Daniela around at the moment?
Yeah, she's with her now.
Okay. She's going to the vet or something?
Well, I don't know, Gareth. It's literally happened about 15 minutes ago.
Jeez.
That's
the saddest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Do humans and their pets transfer illness to each other? Is that's not a common thing, right?
I hope not.
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, you get cat AIDS, right?
Okay.
But humans can't get cat AIDS.
Yeah.
And animals can't get human AIDS.
I did not know that.
Yes, yes. Mm.
And I don't think flu and things are transferable between people and their pets. Mm. I think we're too different, you know. It has to be able to communicate via the DNA.
Yeah.
It has to be able to use human cells as opposed to any other kind of cells. But there are some diseases we get from each other.
Well, what was that that mad cow disease thing?
Mad cow disease? Yeah. The bird flu?
The bird flu we get. Oh,
so yeah. There's some things.
Not like the flu. Yeah, no. Dogs
but
find,
maybe Miaz has got your stomach bug.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Because she looks as pathetic as I did on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, that bug has done its rounds, huh? I mean, pretty much everyone has now had it except
Sia. Look who's standing
look at
strong.
Yeah.
Because a bug doesn't get any of that voice.
Sia, it's your turn. Let's go. Okay, are you ready? Have yourself.
Have yourself. Oh,
wait.
No. I missed the note.
Wait,
okay.
Here it comes. A hurry.
Christmas future is far.
This is the intro.
Oh, okay.
Christmas past is past.
Just get
Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that lasts.
Now,
have
yourself a merry little Christmas.
let
your heart be light.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Aren't you guys all right. Surprised to
very
see
nice, yeah.
How amazing my register is?
Yes,
from the
terrific.
Deepest of deep to the Mariah Careyest of falsettos.
That's why we love it. We
man.
Do. And luckily for everyone, it only comes once a year.
It's a bit like an earthquake, I would imagine. Not like I've been in an
like
earthquake.
An earthquake.
You sort of brace yourself and just wait for it to stop.
Oh, boy.
But five more days of this. Don't worry. Five more.
Yeah, there are a couple of days left. We've actually got a few interesting shows lined up for you next week, and we've got some very cool guests. So it's not over yet.
Mm-mm.
It's still here, and we're still here. We're here until the 22nd, which is next Friday. And there are a lot of people who are already off. Today's their last day. And remember, tomorrow's a public holiday.
Oh, yes. Day of reconciliation.
That's correct. So does that mean the shops are closed tomorrow?
No, of course not. Because capitalism outshines reconciliation.
That's right. That's
no,
a very good point.
Man. But public holidays have different operating hours, Ben.
Not in the festive season.
Not in the festive.
It's flat out. I mean, wow. Christmas Day itself, I think my massive pick and pay is open till 2.
Jeez.
Oh, really?
They don't close.
Huh.
We need food. More food. When you're hungry, you eat. When you're not hungry, you also buy food. That's the festive season.
You know,
that's the logic in it.
Don't some of these shopping malls and things stay open until 8, 9 o'clock at night?
10. Mm-hmm. Mm.
They do, right?
Yeah.
Mm. It's craziness. That's just Amanda says she has some info about this. What do you know about these malls staying open late?
Well, yesterday I went to Eastgate just to do some stuff.
Yeah, that's a big ass, ugly ass shopping center.
It's got redone. It's better now.
Is it better? Yeah. I can never find my way around Eastgate. I never know where I am.
It's better than East Rand Mall.
Yeah, that is a horrible mall.
No. But they were open till 10.
Oh, 10 last night.
Yeah, it was great.
In case you haven't done all of your shopping and you need more.
It's open till 10 on till the 24th.
Oh, no.
That's a lot of shopping.
Yeah.
My mother is just beaming right now.
Is she?
Loves it.
Loves Christmas, loves shopping.
Two of her favorite things combined.
Wow.
She will find a reason to go to a mall every single day.
I went to Monte Cassino last night because I went to watch the new Star Wars.
Oh.
I'm not going to say a thing about the movie because I've been put under strict instruction that I'm not to spoil it for anybody.
Oh, okay. You are one of those very special people who get to see it before everybody else.
No, the cinema was full. There were people with lightsabers, people dressed up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I went. Friends bought tickets for me and my brother and... So we all went along, and I almost wish I'd dressed up. I felt very left out.
What would you have dressed up in?
I don't know. I would have found something Star Wars-y. But there were people there dressed up in like cloaks with lightsabers, and it was very exciting.
The
movie's quite long. I think we left there at maybe 10:45.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's one long.
And it started at 8:30.
That's bad. That's like 2 hours and some change.
Mm.
I keep seeing articles on things called porgs.
A porg, yeah. This is not spoiler because this is already in the trailer.
What is a
porg? A porg is like a penguin crossed with a... You know that creature from...
Not a weasel.
No. You know that creature from... Which show was it with the big eyes? You know when Puss in Boots makes those big eyes?
Oh,
okay.
In that thing, the Trek.
Yes.
Yeah, Puss in Boots looks up with those big eyes and goes, and you go, oh, that's so cute. So porgs have those kinds of eyes.
Oh.
And otherwise they look like a penguin, but they're furry and soft.
So this is a new creature.
It's a new creature in the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
Very cute. I don't know what their purpose is, but...
What, does it have, like, 5 mouths? Like, where's this vicious side?
No, there isn't a vicious side.
Okay, so they're like modern-day Ewoks.
Yeah, they're very sweet. Ewoks were vicious. Remember, they had weapons.
Of course they were.
And Ewoks brought down a number of stormtroopers in the original trilogy.
Anyway, well, without revealing too much, are you surprised? Were you surprised by the movie?
Yes.
Are you happy with it? You weren't disappointed?
No, not
disappointed. They aren't ruining the franchise.
No.
Okay.
Not disappointed. Very happy. They're not ruining the franchise. But I still have so many questions. And I thought the movie would answer all of them, but it hasn't. So I can only imagine that I'll have to wait another 2 years for the final the final episode of this trilogy to really have all the loose ends tied up.
Well, it'll be next December.
No, 2 years.
2 years now?
Yeah, because they're doing these other ones in between, remember? Like, they did Rogue One last year, and they'll do the Han Solo movie in the next year. Yeah. But listen, Disney must be sitting on such a gold mine with Star Wars. Can you imagine all those toys? Everywhere you go. I mean, if you have a kid this Christmas, you're going to have to buy them something with Star Wars in it, because that's all they have in the shops.
If your kid's like a decent human being, yeah.
Yeah, my brother's kids, they just have no choice. He loves Star Wars, so he buys them Star Wars toys and lives vicariously through them.
Mm.
Really?
I think a lot of parents do that when they're buying toys for their kids?
Definitely. Definitely. My brother, and we were never deprived as kids, but he loves those kinds of toys, and he just buys his kids so many, spoils them rotten.
And well, it kind of makes sense. If you're going to have a child, you want the child to have toys that you also kind of like. That's the way I would approach it, but then again, I'm a horrible person.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't have kids.
Well, think about it. If you have to spend time with your kids, it's kind of the deal when you have a child.
Yeah.
You want it to have toys that like at least stimulate you.
Does the Rick and Morty franchise have a toy?
Sure.
I'm sure there are
Rick and Morty toys. Because that's what Ben's child would be getting every Christmas. Yeah. It's Rick and Morty paraphernalia.
And obviously golf stuff from like birth.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like those plastic golf clubs when it's 1, 2.
Yeah, look at that. For your second birthday, you just got an entire set of golf clubs, man size.
You'll appreciate them later. Let them sit in the cupboard for, 20 years?
Yeah, I'm just going to use them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gareth's kid.
And here's a Gary Player autographed picture.
Which I'm going to frame and put up in the wall so long.
Gareth's kid would be designing castles and buildings by age 2.5 months.
What a boring child that would be.
Can you imagine? That's your thing. Like, you
so
love,
is Lego appropriate or proper building blocks?
Lego. I'd be buying so much Lego for a kid. I still want to buy, and when I'm an old man and I've got nothing else to do, you know, a lot of people fear old age. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Crave it for the freedom.
Well, because I'll be this cranky old bastard who'll live kind of on his own and shoot at people who walk on his lawn and stuff. I know that's going to happen, and I can't wait. And then I'm going to have this one room that's going to just be filled with Lego, and in the middle there'll be this big table, and I can build buildings, but it'll just be plain Lego blocks, not the little men or anything. And I'll just build buildings out of Lego.
Do you know the
all
delight,
the ones that I didn't get to build in person?
Do you know the delight that is walking on Lego?
Oh, do you know the most painful
how
thing?
How that's going to anger you even more as a grumpy old man?
Yes, but I'm not going to leave anything lying around.
What about Carl running?
No, God, please. Carl lasts 12 years. He's already down 6 of them.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's the way you got to think, right?
No.
I don't like to, but that's the way you got to think. Pets don't last. And you know what the reason is? I mean, it's not like we engineered them to die early. Oh. We'd like them to last for longer. But it's important kids learn to deal with loss. Yes.
Yeah, but you can support the Springboks for that. Oh. You don't have to have a dead animal.
Oh, okay.
Good point.
I don't need Meowsers to snuff it and my sports teams in 1 year.
Conversely, you could always bury the Springboks and be done with it. You know? You bury your pet, it's over and done with.
You can't bury them, Gareth. They play every year.
Yes, but I think if they have any more shit years, Ben, we should really consider putting them out of their misery. There would be nothing wrong with euthanasia in that.
Put them down.
Have them put down. Just take them to the vet and get them all injected in the neck and, oh, shame, you're a flanker. Ooh. It's gone. Oh, you're the coach. He's the one we've got to euthanize first, right? Alistair Katsia, come in here.
Wow.
Get on this steel table. Get on the steel table. We've noticed that you've really been doing well. Yeah, you know, I've been doing really well. It's been going great. You're very positive. Someone throw him in the oven. He's finished. That's what they do with your pets, right?
That has been. I've had to put down three dogs in my lifetime.
It's
and
horrible.
That I can go that's to the vet.
Right, I think we should change the
and you
subject,
give a last.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, you had. Never mind.
Yeah, sorry, Meows is having a bad health day.
Oh, no.
We didn't mean that Meows has been.
No, not at all. Oh, yeah. This is sad.
So, listen, it's Friday.
Yes.
I've got a big party this evening at Movida. There's a guy called Cliffy. It's not me. There's a guy called Cliffy who's had 10 parties for 10 years in a row at Movida. It's a beach party. And they call it the Clifton Beach Party.
No, is that
and everybody comes in beach clothes. And we have great music. And there's lots of drinking and partying that goes on. And
who's
I'm actually kind of excited.
Cliffy in the equation? Does he plan the party?
He's a dude who's been a regular patron of Movida since it started, pretty much. And he's just a very cool dude around Joburg who's just a fun guy. He's always at a party. He's been coming to them for 10 years and organizing this birthday one of his for 10 years. And they host it. So I'm going to go along and join the fun tonight. Amanda's coming. You're going to pop by, right? Yeah?
I am.
Yeah.
Yep.
You excited?
quite excited.
Amanda loves a party.
She does.
Jeez.
I love it.
Yeah, she does.
And then what else is everybody doing this weekend? Any fun?
Well, Sia's going on another date, because that is what my life is.
Are you dating? Are you actively dating? Are you looking for a relationship, or
no,
are you just having fun?
I actually saw a meme the other day that encapsulates where I am in my life right now.
Yeah?
And it's this person with driving back home with this massive smirk on their face, and the caption was, "The look you have after you've just had a free dinner and you have no strings attached."
Nice. That's clever.
You just go for the conversation, for the free food, then you're like, "Oh, sure, let's carry on chatting." And if you aren't into them, you leave. And so that's it.
That's sensible.
Yeah.
Economically, it's very sensible, because you're getting someone else to pay for your dinner.
Oh, but you still have to put up the fake fight. Like, "Oh, no, I'll pay." Then they insist. You're like, "Oh, please."
Have you been in a situation where it doesn't go your way? And
damn it.
You go, "Oh, sure, I'll pay." And they go, "Okay."
I'm so disappointed when that happens.
Doesn't work out.
You have stalling tactics, though.
But it's also cool because you meet someone new.
True.
Right? Are these dates with people that you've known for a long time, or are they people you just
I'm met? Now starting to accept any sort of reference from anyone. Wow, that makes my standards really low.
Yeah, you're a hoe. What did you say about the hoops?
Yes.
What is it?
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe.
How big would Sia's hoops be right now?
Bigger than his head.
Would you be able to fit through that hoop if you had to, like, squeeze through burglar bars?
It's like a hula hoop or something.
Hula hoop size
earring. I'll give Mabale Moloi the chance to actually just have a moment with who I'm going on a date with, because that's what I'm really impressed by. Usually it's like, yeah.
Are you showing her a picture, or are you showing her a name?
This
one. Is it someone we would know?
No.
Okay.
Girl.
No.
Thank you.
Sia has always had exceptional taste. I have never seen Sia pull an unattractive individual.
This guy is like a model.
Good for you.
I will have to even say that when I met this one,
he looks like a young Trevor Noah.
I was like, "What is going on with me here? How did I bag this one?"
Well, you haven't bagged him yet.
Hey.
Or have you?
You have to speak it with conviction. I'm going to.
Bagged or banged? Sorry, I zoned out there for a second.
Well, Semantics. Ben, ask really that matter. Question again on Monday.
Yeah, we'll see. If Sia comes bouncing in here, we'll know how well the weekend went. Okay, good for you.
He's at least like a 13, and I'm a 9.5. Obviously. But I just need to know that difference. Like, how did I manage to scale up?
Yeah. He is very attractive. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you just got a reference from someone? Someone said, "Oh, you got to meet this friend of mine?"
Yeah. I'm now. I swear, like, people have your best interests sometimes. So I'm just going with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You checked him out. He's not crazy.
Yeah.
You have to do a little research.
Yes.
You can't take any chances.
My new favorite now is reverse Google imaging.
Isn't that great?
Oh,
so you can check whether a picture's for real or not.
Oh yes.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, reverse Google imaging. There's an app. This is a terrific app. And you can use this app to check whether a photograph is who people say it is. It's called Reversi.
Oh,
so the same way you can Google
upload
a
picture and then it'll tell you.
It will scan the image and then it will pop up where it comes from.
Reversi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have a look.
Yeah. So if someone sends you a picture, then you're able to find their Facebook profile and you take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
This is my James Bond 008 coming out.
It's a damn shame how I'm just being left far behind.
Well,
okay.
It's because your phone hasn't worked for the last 10 years.
I am getting an upgrade soon.
Are you?
So I'm very happy about that.
God in heaven, it's taken so long.
I get to leave my network and I get to get a new device.
Oh,
welcome
network.
To 2017.
Thank you.
Just as it ends.
Today's the first day of Hanukkah. Did you know that?
Oh.
Is it?
Yes.
Like the third day.
I'm feeling pretty sorry, it's the third day.
Yeah, the candles, right?
Well, you know me and religious holidays.
Oh, no.
I love this holiday. Mm-hmm. I love this holiday. Mm-hmm. And Kislev is the day. Like candles 1 through 8. And a new one every day. Mm-hmm. I love this holiday. Mm-hmm. I'm spinning dreidels. Counting up to 8.
Spinning dreidels. I've never actually met anyone who has a dreidel.
I just it's like know a spinning top. The word? I don't actually know what it
like
is.
It's like a spinning top thing. Anyway. All right. So what else is happening this weekend? Sia's got a date tonight. That's exciting.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night.
Which brings flexibility to... Okay. I've cleared my Sunday.
Nice. Yeah. In case it goes really well. Huh?
Well, no, I'm still going to put my guards up. Like, no, I can't go home with you.
is that another fake moment where you say no?
He's like, I already paid for dinner and you said you'd offer to pay.
No, I can't. Oh. I don't know you.
And then you wake up on his side of the bed the next morning.
No, but the key is always bring them over to your house because I don't want the admin of having to wake up early at someone else's
place. And then,
yeah.
I always prefer kicking them out than being the one who has to leave.
Look at you two with your well-made plans.
But how do you get them out?
Mabali's literally, she buys an Uber and... She gets an Uber to come and then she starts beating the person out of her house. She's like, your Uber's on the street corner. But the street corner's a kilometer away. I don't care. I don't want them coming to my house.
It's like, you do realize it's 9.70 for every minute from now. No.
I'm not a monster.
It's like,
TikTok, motherfucker.
Yeah. Once you're done with them. You
my
buddy's
like, but it's 3 o'clock in the morning, my buddy. She's like, yes, and I have to be up at 7. Get out. But tomorrow's Sunday. Don't you know I work every day?
Yeah.
Get out of my house. How dare you?
You've just summed it up.
That's it. And then there's a ditch alongside the outside of her complex, and she's like, would you prefer to sleep in the ditch?
Oh, shame.
Oh, guys. Just imagine that there is a person out there of bisexual persuasions in one weekend suffers the lights of you two. That would really be quite something.
They get Mabali on Friday and see on Saturday, and then they kill themselves on Sunday because they've lost all faith in humanity.
And then
I feel so used.
And then on Monday, Sia and I compare notes.
And then you don't realize that it's the same person.
That would be...
He was really hot and, you know, he was friendly, good looking and... But I just had to get rid of him. And Sia's like, oh, the same thing happened to me on Saturday.
Because we actually are into some like guys. That would be funny.
Yeah, you might be. But Mabali has very varied tastes. You've really been through the gamut.
How big is your hoop now?
Yeah, big hoops. She's tried all the different races. She's tried a variety of ages and age spectra.
You haven't tried old Asian.
No, not old.
Old Asian.
Who has?
I don't know. That just, it feels so wrong.
Who has, except the ladies who hang around the bar at the Michelangelo?
Oh, snap.
I don't know. What's your plan for the weekend, Ben? If Meows is as healthy, and by the way, here's a message from someone. Michelle says, Ben, my cat had severe gastro. It's a thing. Meows will be okay, but she needs to go to the vet.
Great. Michelle. The vet. It's like...
Don't you have a vet in the family?
Yeah, but she works like in four ways, and then yeah. So it's just a whatever. Like it's almost
the vet has to live next door.
And
be a family member so that it's for free. And then Ben's like, "This is easy.
It's never going to be for free." But why must I put Meows in an Uber to four ways? How traumatic is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Well, Daniela's got a car.
Yeah, but she's also got a job, Gareth.
Yes, but it's like 20 minutes away.
If Meows is sick. Do you know, I read, there's this group on Facebook where people complain about their legal problems. It's very funny. It's funny if you're not in it, but it's sad if you get into the stories and you empathize with these people. It's tough. Their employers will not let them take their children to hospital. Mm. There are some mean-ass people out there. And you say Daniela has a job. Like, some people cannot... get out of work for anything. They literally lose their leg in a chainsaw accident, and the boss will be on the phone the next morning like, where are you? We needed you in dispatch at 6:30.
Yeah. Like,
but my leg! Right, we'll find someone else. Don't bother coming back on Tuesday. You know? Some mean Jeez. People out there.
Well, if you sign a contract, it's basically saying you have to be every single day.
That's true. Yeah. I know. I mean, people have got to be productive, but, you know, a little bit of leeway is not that's just human. Try and be human.
Yeah, especially
try not to be a monster.
Especially in extreme cases.
Yeah,
and in a case where, you know, a situation couldn't be helped.
Right. And I'm sure people would understand meows as a situation. I mean, it's a health episode, for heaven's sake.
It really is. It was an episode exactly. This morning. It was not an ordeal to take in.
All right, so there's lots to talk about in the news. Let's pay attention to that quickly. The top five things you need to know this morning, brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. First of all, Patricia DeLille has been suspended from party activities. Mm. Yep, the federal executive of the DA has suspended City of Cape Town Mayor Patricia DeLille from party activities pending the outcome of ongoing investigations into a series of reports and an affidavit containing allegations of maladministration in the city. Also asking her to give reasons why she shouldn't resign as mayor. So they found sufficient management and governance related challenges prevalent in the City of Cape Town caucus, negatively impacting the mandate to govern efficiently. These guys are serious about delivery, huh? But Patricia DeLille says, listen, they're going to do an investigation. I know I'm not guilty. These guys are just taking the precaution. It's sort of like when Al Franken, that senator in America, resigned. But they hadn't really investigated properly yet. They tried to do the right thing and then they'll investigate after the resignation. She says, false disclosures could not be viewed as the actions of a whistleblower, but instead are a criminal offense. So she says, just watch this space. I'm coming back. And I'm going to be swinging punches. Eminem is going to perform a medley of hits for BBC Radio 1. And everybody's excited about that just in time for Christmas.
Everybody but Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben, you're not excited about that at all, right?
No, he can only stand on Lego. He can trip on Lego and ingest it.
Ooh. Jacob Zuma is the ANC's dirty little pleasure. Another court has climbed into the president and his conduct, but it's not as if the ANC doesn't know this. The story basically from the Huffington Post is all about President Jacob Zuma being the ANC's pet project. They can't live with him. They can't live without him. Everything he does, he seems like he's made of Teflon, right? Apparently Magda from Signia, you know, she's quite outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
And Helen Suzman Foundation are deciding to sue the Zuptas over state capture. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I think they're going after Zuma, Gupta, Eskom, Trillion.
Yes, they're going after all of them. And Magda is... You know, she's got the financial clout to do this because she's made a lot of money with Signia. So she's put her money where her mouth is. You've got to admire that. Dustin Hoffman has denied fresh allegations of sexual misconduct.
Damn you, Dustin.
So there have been more allegations to the original ones.
Mm-hmm. Two women accused the actor of sexual assault, and a third one has now alleged he exposed himself to her when she was a teenager.
Ugh.
Ugh, yeah, exactly. I mean, what's wrong with these guys that they need to whip their dicks out in front of people inappropriately? I mean, Mabali, you'd know what to do with that. I've always said the best reaction to any man exposing himself to you is just start laughing.
Yeah.
He will immediately cover up and get out of the room.
But laugh and point. It's the point.
You must point as well. You've got to laugh and point. And ladies, I know that this doesn't count for every situation because there are violent assholes out there, men who will take it out on you. But in the situation where you're dealing with a man who you know is not of a violent disposition or you can surmise is taking a chance, because a lot of us will just take a chance, right? Think, oh, well, this woman might fall for me if I show her my penis. That's how some guys think. Just laugh. Point and laugh. I'm telling you, he will shrink into the shadows. You will never have to deal with him again. And this is amazing. Disney has officially acquired most of Fox in a $66.1 billion buyout.
Jeez.
And the Walt Disney Company has announced, along with some pretty big news about CEO Bob Iger, that their official acquisition of most of 21st Century Fox, a deal that has been long rumored and much discussed, they will see a $66.1 billion payout. I was watching Star Wars last night, and I remember that they bought that from George Lucas for $3 or $4 billion. And yeah, we thought, that's a lot of money. Yeah. This is monstrous.
Mm.
$66.1 billion for Fox.
But in saying that was the only future for Star Wars.
Yeah. They have complete ownership of Star Wars now. So it's bad news for some of their employees, as they'll probably be laid off. And Deadline quoted an anonymous Fox employee who said, a co-worker recently walked around the office wearing Mickey Mouse ears, which drew tense laughs.
Ooh. So, it's not all games, Pluto!
What's a tense laugh?
What's even crazier is the fact that The Simpsons predicted this almost 20 years ago.
Did they really?
Another thing they predicted.
There's someone in The Simpsons writing staff is a Nostradamus.
Yeah.
From episode 5 of season 10.
No way.
There was a billboard up in the episode that says 20th Century Fox, a division of the Walt Disney Company.
Wow.
You're crazy.
Really?
Y'all, The Simpsons should be our Bible.
The Simpsons should just go into politics and run the world.
That's it. Or the world just is ruled by being inspired by The Simpsons.
Oh, by the way, this is the last story for the 5 things you need to know this morning. It's about a Nigerian man who's been jailed for his role in global email scams. Thank goodness, finally someone goes to jail for those irritating 419 or whatever they were called. What were they? 419 or 491, I can never remember.
Something like that.
A Nigerian man has been sentenced to 3 years and 5 months in prison by a U.S. judge after he pleaded guilty to taking part in email scams to defraud thousands of victims around the world of millions of dollars. David Chukwungeke Adindu, who's 30, was sentenced by District Judge Paul Crotty in Manhattan. Prosecutors said a court filing on Tuesday was final, and he had tricked victims into wiring more than $25 million into bank accounts that he had opened in China, where they said the funds would be difficult for victims in the U.S. to recover. So the guy's going to jail, even if those victims don't get all their money back. I'm sure they'd much rather have their money. But there we are. Those are the 5 things you need to know today. Oh, one last thing. I just got to throw this in. Musi Maimane has called Jacob Zuma a tsotsi and a delinquent litigant.
Yeah, fair enough.
I suppose that's about right. Let's turn our attention now to Ben. The sport this morning is brought to you by Land Rover Jaguar Menlyn, and they're gearing up for summer in the most important way, by bringing the best new vehicles in. They're also gearing up for the Christmas season in the best new way by offering you a gift. That gift is that if you buy certain of their cars now, you can go on a payment holiday. Only start paying in March. Sounds too good to be true, but it's true. And they've got the first-of-a-kind Range Rover Velar, which combines elegant design, sophisticated technology, a luxurious interior, and distinctive Range Rover all-road performance. It's everything you could desire from a modern vehicle. Be one of the first to experience the car. It'll take you anywhere and everywhere with consummate ease. And visit menlyn.landrover.co.za. Or you can call them on Pretoria 369-2400 to arrange a test drive. That's Pretoria 369-2400. 369-2400 on the 012. Better yet, you can head on to the dealership and book a test drive today. That's at 221 Husfontein Road, just off the N1 highway in Menlyn. Ben, over to you. What you got?
Ashes action from Perth.
Oh, yeah?
So, you know, England were in a bit of trouble going into this third test because they'd lost the first two off-field shenanigans and it wasn't looking good. And 4 down for 134, well, it still wasn't looking good. So what were they to do with the English side? Well, thankfully, a Boer can mark a plun, and that's what David Malan did. He scored 100. Batted bloody well yesterday to the left-hander who was
Malan,
born...
Malan, he's got to be from here, right?
He was born in England but then grew up in Paul.
Oh.
So he's a Paul boy's kid and... Obviously, he still speaks with a sort of African accent. And he did very well with a little Ginger Besto, both getting hundreds. So the English, they really did. They piled on their runs yesterday in Perth. They scored 237 to those two of 414 balls. But then England have gone full England again this morning. 5 wickets dropping for 25 runs in just 38 balls. They're currently staggering on 403. Oh, they're all out. That's it. They're all out. Broad's just gone.
Oh.
So 403 where 500 was beckoning. But, you know, that's what England do.
They always
keep you guessing. These guys are amazing. I love them so much. So that's day 2 at the moment. And well, the thing about Perth is that you can score very quick runs there. So it's a fantastic test match ground. It is the last time they'll ever play a test match at this ground. It's going to be torn down. Its time has come. There's a new fantastic stadium. The other side of the river, I think. So this will be the last ever test match played there. The Aussies don't have a great record when they play against South Africa there. Of course, there was the famous loss this time last year.
to the Proteas. So that'll be going throughout the whole weekend. We're only on day two. How very exciting. Do you remember back in February, Orlando Pirates, they were getting dicked by Sundowns 6-0.
Yes, I do.
And they stormed the field. And it was one of the most horrible scenes. I mean, they were trying to cut the cables for the broadcast. They were breaking stuff. Fans were getting beaten like half to death. It was just dreadful. I mean, your team's crap. Get over it. Go home. Regroup. Go to work. Be a productive citizen. And knock things down. So the PSL, which is basically Irvin Khoza, he owns it because much like Jacob Zuma, he runs it like his own fiefdom. This happened in February. The PSL had only just ruled now that Orlando Pirates are guilty of contravening Rule 54 of the NSL Handbook.
What?
Okay, so February... Yeah, okay, it's a long time. What was needed to come to this conclusion other than to open your eyes and watch the 2 minutes of footage that was going everywhere back in February? What makes it even better... No.
People have to justify their existence.
We could only make judgment in January. Are you being absolutely serious? Like, this doesn't just send out... It doesn't remind the rest of this country what a joke SA soccer is, basically. SAFA, wherever they are. They've had so many different stupid scandals. And this is an embarrassment. But what does this say to the rest of the world? Okay, there's South African sports again being shit. Like, how can you not process something like this? It's embarrassing enough that it happens. But now, you take almost a year to get to the bottom of this, to actually make a judgment. And what are they going to do? Khoza owns the PSL. He owns football. He's the Iron Duke, as he calls himself. So what's the penalty going to be? Community service? The game's going to be... Are they going to be docked points?
Oh, they're going to go after his money.
Rule. They'll do nothing. They'll have some sort of crappy suspended sentence that will be like spun around something else. It's just despicable. You rotten people in this country. It's just... It just breeds more rotten people. It's disgusting. And, of course, Sundowns, it was their home game at Loftus on the day, so they're also going to be charged with something, and there's another decision around that, but, you know, it must take place in January. I mean, what are these guys doing? Are they building a wall for Mexico? Why are they so busy? What are they doing that they can't decide on this?
Yeah.
Drives me to drink in the morning, these people.
And drinking in the morning is very bad, okay?
Well, I wouldn't suggest it. Tonight, Cape Town City will take on AmaZulu, if you're into that. Cape Town Stadium, where the Sevens was last week. So, unlike 80,000 people, maybe about 8,000 people. But if you love football, get on down. I'm sure it's going to be a lovely night in Cape Town. 8 o'clock kickoff there. Then, top of the log, Sundowns will take on Bloem Celtic. That will be top is three. And other big matches, well, Pirates, they've learned to behave since then, hopefully. They'll be away at Free State Stars at 6. Fitz, it's a real crucial month ahead for Fitz because it's going to be a fair few fixtures to get through. They're bottom of the log right now. But at the same time, they're only like 8 points away from like the top five or top six or whatever. So they really need to start racking up the points. They'll play Saturday, 8:15. And then Chiefs versus Ajax Cape Town at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. They'll be at 8:15. And SuperSport United, they'll be away to Baroka at 3:30. In the Premier League, well, that's always very exciting because everyone is trying to chase Man City. It's an interesting stat I threw out yesterday on the Bounce Show is that Arsenal are closer to the relegation zone than they are to Man City. But Arsene Bullshit Wenger still has the gumption to say the title race is not over. 19 points behind. Yeah, you're done, trust me. Saturday we'll see Leicester versus Crystal Palace, Chelsea versus Southampton, Watford versus Huddersfield Town. We're excited about that one. Brighton's Hove and Albion's versus Burnley. Burnley are a high-flying team this year. They're in the top five. Well, for now, anyway. Stoke will take on the West Ham. Arsenal have Newcastle United at the Emirates. Newcastle, though, well, they came back into the league this year, but they've really just haven't found their feet, and they're in the relegation zone, looking like they're ready for the drop. And then Man City versus Spurs. That's your big game in the Premier League. Saturday at 7:30 is the one that everyone's going to care about. Spurs kind of looking a little bit more resurgent, and Man City, can they make it 16 in a row? I'm going to go with yes.
Sure.
West Brom hosts Man United on the Sunday at 4:15, and then Bournemouth, they'll take on Liverpool. And who knows what can happen with Liverpool. They'll either lose, draw, or score 37 goals. That's at 6:30. In the cricket, well, yesterday was the Cobras versus the Dolphins in Durban. And you know what happened?
What?
Absolutely nothing. It rained.
You predicted this.
Match abandoned.
When Ben not said the other day, did you hear his words? He said, when there's cricket in Durban, it rains. And he said, even if you just flick the coin up into the air so you can figure out who's going to bat first.
Gareth, they couldn't even
flick. Starts pissing.
They didn't even flick the coin yesterday. There wasn't even a coin flick. So the Dolphins, you guys are just going to play in Cape Town. It's just ridiculous. Every single year, your seasons are dogged by this. And thankfully for their point of view, because they finished higher than the Cobras in their log, this no result means they're going to the final against the Titans. But the Titans, who are overwhelming favorites for this, and they'll be hosting the final at Centurion, well, they've got a slight dilemma because Henry Davids popped his knee at the start of the semi-final.
That sounds so horrible, to pop your knee.
Dreadful, Gareth. It really, really is dreadful. But now, Mark Boucher and the Titans, well, they've got an issue because they need to have six players who aren't white. So when Davids fell out there, there wasn't a non-white or player of color in the reserve bench. There were only two whites on the reserve bench. So one of them had to be called up. So what? Suddenly, the Titans were playing with too many whites. And you can't have that. It's against the rules. Huh. So the CEO of the Titans have had to appeal to the Cricket South Africa if they can play the final with maybe one white too many.
Oh, no.
And, well, CSA are obviously going through all the protocols. They've had to prove that one of their players who isn't white is injured and can't play.
You know, this is Favut's last dream. I mean, when Favut was killed in Parliament and he was dying there and Sefendus had stabbed him and he was like, oh, no, my dream of apartheid. And he was dying in Parliament. He went, I hope that one day there's a way that white and black people will be separated out and that... sports people will be chosen on the basis of the color of their skin, not the content of their character or the merits of their game.
And there it is.
There he died. And you know what? Here we are implementing his policy so many years later. He must be so proud, that son of a bitch.
Favut looking down as Titan CEO Jacques Fall has had to provide medical certificates and everything just to show...
One day I hope they choose so many whites and so many blacks and so many colors and so many Indians.
Yeah, so what a dilemma, huh? What a dilemma the Titans have to go on. Well, look, I still think the Titans are going to win. Whatever their squad mix is, they just got so many different stars.
And the Titans are my favorite team. It's Favut when he died. You know, people don't know that because they didn't have recording devices. But remember I spoke to Alistair Sparks before he died? Right. Alistair Sparks used to report on all that kind of thing. So he told me that was the actual words. Everybody says, what were the final words of these famous people when they die and these evil people in history when they die? Well, Favut's were, I hope there's a quota system.
Yeah.
Because then certain races will get in certain places and other races won't. And then he died.
But there will be a weather there will be a weather day for the Ram Slam final. So this is the whole T20 thing. So if it does piss down on Saturday, they'll play on Sunday. But weather looks pretty all right.
And the weather must be good. He said quite a lot, actually.
He really did. He managed to really weather that fatal blow. That's pretty much all the sport you need to really care about this weekend. If there's anything else, well, it means that you're into niche things. And good for you. Good for
you. The truth in that.
Thank you, Ben. Let's turn our attention now to Sia for said by
Sia.
Are
we just going to not do
Bitcoin? Bitcoin.
Sorry, I'm still getting used to this. Let's have the.
I remembered, Ben.
Let's have the cryptocurrency prices.
How about this, Gareth? You do it, but before the sport. That's probably going to have a better flow.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay.
That's smart.
All right.
Well, Bitcoin's pretty steady. It's 264,349 RONT. And in dollar terms, that's 17,269.99. Ethereum, well, it went on a bit of a tear and then it fell down a bit. Currently, an Ether is $666.32. And in RAND
in the
terms.
The mark of the beast, 666.
Yeah, in RAND terms, because that's what cryptocurrency is, the devil. In RAND terms, you're looking at 10,243 for a bit of Ether, well, and full Ether, a unit of Ether.
All right. Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Now, Sia, over to you. And because it's Christmas and because you love this, here it is.
Get ready for inspiration. Get ready for Sia's words. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Right, come and talk to us.
Well, Cards Against Humanity, the board game, has just proven itself to be actually one of the most humane companies out there, depending on which side of the political scale
I'm not surprised. People who have a sense of irony, people who can be sarcastic, people who have a sense of humor, are always the best people.
I find this quite hilarious, actually, because last month, Cards Against Humanity asked their faithful fans to donate $15 in order to help them, get this, buy a piece of land which straddles the U.S. and Mexico border, which would greatly complicate President Trump's future attempts to build a wall across it. And so they've called it the Cards Against Humanity Saves America campaign.
Good.
Within 7 hours of the campaign's launch, the $15 packages were sold out, according to USA Today. And this is what they said on their website. Donald Trump is a preposterous golem. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Golem, there you go. Who is afraid of Mexicans. He is so afraid that he wants to build a $20 billion dollar wall that everyone knows will accomplish nothing. So we've purchased a plot of vacant land on the border and retained a law firm specializing in eminent domain to make it as time-consuming and expensive as possible for the wall to get built. Jeez.
Great.
More than disrupting President Trump's plans. As it turns out, they're also saving America in more ways than one by tackling an even bigger issue, which is the inequality of wealth. In a truly Robin Hood-style move, they've now redistributed various sums of money to their lowest-earning customers at the expense of those earning the most. So basically, this is how they pulled it off. After being able to put money together and buy this plot of land that will, you know, now hold back the building of the wall, they're with the surplus amounts, they've now given it back to some of their fans who they've identified as their poorest. And so with after doing that as well, they further refunded 10,000 of the original fans who've donated $15. So look at that. They purchased some lands, they gave some money to some of their fans who they've identified as their priorists, and with the money left over, they said, listen, well, actually, thank you to you guys who donated, but here you go, here's your money back.
Nice.
It's the Cards Against Humanity, actually saving humanity this time around.
I love that.
It's kind of funny for the morning. Nice.
See, you can be a good person and make fun of people.
Yeah, I still have a sense of humor.
Yeah, you're not a mean misanthropist if you are.
That's the word of the day.
Misanthropist, it means people who hate people.
Misanthropist. Got it.
So you can be a funny person who makes fun of people and not a misanthropist at the same time. You can have a sense of humor, you can mock people, you can make fun of people who are different. You can make people feel like they're the object of humor, as long as it's meant in a friendly, fun way and not in a nasty, vicious, cruel way. And that's what they prove. And these guys are not bad people, even though they invented the world's most politically incorrect game.
Jeez, tell me about it. This must piss President Trump off, though.
Massively. Mm.
And how do they not...
I think a lot of things piss him off at the moment.
I don't think he cares.
But this is like such an obvious. How can land be solved right on the border?
You say that, but he's got such a thin skin. You look at his tweets; like he responds instantly to certain people who hit his sensitive spots.
I don't know.
He gets very upset.
I honestly think Trump wakes up most days and he's like, "Oh, it's my world. I run it, and they all just live in it." I genuinely believe that that's his attitude.
And your accent is pretty spot on these days.
My world, and they live in it. Do it again.
Oh, no, is there too much pressure for you now? Oh, sorry.
All right, so good for Cards Against Humanity.
A person who dislikes humankind and avoids human society. Yeah. Misanthrope.
Yeah, but it's not a... Like, we often joke about how we you know, Mabali and I particularly, we would prefer to be on an island away from most people.
Don't you technically count?
No.
With the avoiding human society
part. Because misanthropy is actually... It's an evil thing. It's, you know, it means you actively hate humans and you want to have them removed from the planet, or at very worst you wish bad things upon humans. That I don't. And I wake up in the morning and go, oh, I hate humans. Then I'd hate myself. Be pointless. Waking up every morning full of hatred for yourself, that makes life really complicated. Okay, how are you feeling this morning? You ready for the weekend? Ready for tomorrow's public holiday? Are you ready for Christmas and the holidays in general? Well, I hope so. Get into the mood, because it's all coming at you, whether you like it or not. Some Christmas music for you. You want a classic?
If we're not playing Wham this morning, that's it. I'm done with the show.
Oh. We'll get there, Ben. Gotta save something.
Never soon enough, Gareth.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is...
This is CliffCentral.com.